Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for
Or?
Storm Strong Fence.
Okay.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And
Okay.
I'm sure that you've used Google before in your life, but have you done a search recently for fence companies in your area by any chance?
I mean, I have. I know that I don't pop right up.
Okay. Well, you know when you do that search, you'll see the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages of results, right? But on that first page, there's a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar? Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that first page position become available in your geographic area for the category. So all that really means is we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that open position there. If we were to program StormStrong in to appear there too, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer. You'll always be one of the options for people at that moment. Well, that very moment that they're ready to make that call, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business as StormStrong Fence?
1 year. I started at the beginning of last year.
Last year, okay. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Zachary. I'm the owner.
It's nice to meet you, Zachary. So is it like you and a crew or you and a partner or just you?
It started mostly just me. I have a couple guys that work with me now. We last year we mainly just got through our first season. So I got a couple of guys that are more like, they're not working right now. We're not working right now. We're shut down. We're not going to kick back up for like another month.
Right.
I've been just spending my off season, lining up jobs for this year.
Okay. Yeah, this is about the time to be doing that, I guess. And then the area that you're servicing, I know that 03042 is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I mean, I did a lot of work, a little bit north of me last year. I was in Maine a lot. I go all over the place, because I work with a couple of contractors that, like, I have one landscape company that constantly is getting me work down in Massachusetts. So I go down there. I mean, I'll go 100-mile radius as long, but depending on the job.
Depending on the job. Okay, so maybe the
Correct.
better the job, the further you might go. Otherwise.
Yeah, I'm not going to drive 100 miles away to go put up somebody's small fence in their backyard.
Right. Okay, got
But
it. And then
I've gone far for like commercial jobs.
commercial fence jobs. Okay. And there's no website out there for you, right? That shows all of the types
What's
of
that?
fence. You don't have a website out
So
there?
not really, because I'm not a computer person in the least bit. I hate being behind a computer.
Okay.
My wife had partially set one up for me last year. I mean, I have a website. It's really a no-frills website. It's just more or less just a listing. People okay. do contact me through the website, though, still. You know, I've gotten 15 to 20 jobs from the website that I do have, people contacting me through there.
Oh, good. Okay. And the Facebook, that's you too, right? That's your Storm Strong Fence LLC?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
but Facebook, what's that?
Oh, I found the website too. It looks like it's a Wix site, like a Wix.
Yes.
Yep. It's a Wix site. Okay. That's perfect. We work with a lot of those. What about the Facebook? You're not active on it or?
So like my Facebook, for whatever reason is, like I have, sorry, my kids are home from school. My Facebook, for whatever reason, I'm banned from like advertising for whatever reason. I don't know why. I've never done anything wrong on my Facebook, but I have my business page, but I can't post it on like Marketplace.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm looking at that. That is something we might be able to help you with as well. Okay, let me ask about that.
I've already, so not to stop you abruptly, but I already have a company that is doing this for me, essentially.
Oh, the Facebook?
And they did everything, or they tried to, and they even had their headquarters try to reach out to Facebook and stuff like that, but now obviously Facebook is all automated. So as soon as you try to appeal everything on Facebook, it just gets sent right back, like permanently banned. So it's not like you can call customer service on Facebook.
What's the name of that company? That
Apex Media Solutions.
I'm not familiar with them. Okay,
they're actually out of Florida.
Apex.
And the only reason that I'm using them is because I signed up to make my Google account. And when I made my Google account, they called me like immediately after I had set up my Google account and then just told me same thing essentially that you're telling me. Although I'm not happy with them, because I have not gotten unsolicited phone calls, a lot of them, from just online at all. You know, most of my work comes from people that know me, people, word of mouth, jobs I've already done, and my own listings like Craigslist and stuff like that.
How long have they been trying to get you up there?
Since September-ish.
Oh, my goodness.
August.
Okay. Okay, so are you in like a contract where you're?
I'm not in a contract with them. And I actually told them in the beginning of January that I wanted to cancel with them. And the lady I was speaking with was like, okay, I can't do that. I'll have to talk to my manager. And then they never called back at all. So I think they're trying to avoid me closing my account with them, but I'm not in a contract.
Okay. If you're not in a contract, okay. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the details for the timeline as well as the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Are you a local company? Because I mean, I see you calling from a 978 number.
No, we're in Orange County, California, not too far from Disneyland.
Oh.
And so this would only appear in your area, though. So, Google's here in California. So Google has a handful of channel partners throughout the country. Apex Media, I'm not sure about them. I can find out if they're one of Google's channel partners, too, but it doesn't sound like it. If they weren't able to get the Facebook thing straightened out, it almost sounds like they might not be, but I can check on that. They could very well be. I
would assume they are because they, like I said, as soon as I signed up with Google, they called me like an hour later.
Okay. And I'm just grabbing my regional manager for the area to give me the pricing as well as the timeline. Hang on here. Okay, so John is my director for that area. He's coming over to apply the rate.
So you have access to directly communicate with Facebook?
Yeah.
Totally, so they did too, and they weren't able to do anything.
Okay. So my director, John, he knows a little bit more about those Facebook listings than I do. Let me grab him. And he also knows about, like, he would probably know about Apex. Let me grab him to help me. Hang on here.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Zachary?